with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs now joins us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Try one on the grill. It's quick and easy. And, of course, you read Brad in the Chicago Tribune and the National Football Post, nfpost.com. And he's always a Twitter. Good morning, Big Z.
Morning, boys. Camp's over.
Woohoo! What did we learn? What did we learn at camp?
Well, a lot of focus here on Urlacher of late, but these guys got through camp in remarkable shape and great health, which Lovie has had a knack for accomplishing the last couple summers. And people could say, well, they're soft on them, but the majority of the practices that they held this summer were in full pads. There was plenty of contact. And I think when you consider that Stephen Pius got a sprained ankle and should probably be back on the field maybe by the end of next week, I think it was a pretty good camp. When, you know, just take a look at what's going on in Green Bay, where they've had to adjust how they practice because they've got so many guys on the sideline. I had read that at one point they were having practices in Green Bay where 14 guys were missing because of injuries, and some of these were key players, major contributors. You know, Greg Jennings on the sideline with a concussion. That was one of four concussions that they'd had in training camp, the Packers. Obviously, Desmond Bishop, their inside linebacker, could be lost for the entire season. So, you know, big thing I take out of camp is that they're healthy, just as big as I don't know if they can keep the quarterback healthy because they have kind of come full circle at left tackle. They're back where they started. The competition is on, and they don't know who that person is going to be.
Interesting note today that you had in the Tribune, Brad. As always, you have interesting stuff. What a difference a couple of weeks makes. Shay McClellan now having good enough camp that they're talking about moving Izzy to tackle on pass rushing downs, and something he hasn't done in a little bit. But now they feel like the rookie might be getting a handle on some things.
Yeah, that's something we've seen Izzy ever since he moved outside the defensive end. You know, there are certain situations where you would see him inside, but they just, you know, they haven't had, as we all know, they haven't had that effective pass rusher that could come on the field in nickel and pass rushing situations and really energize them. And it's something that they've been doing a little bit more in practice lately, and I would not be surprised if we saw a little bit of that in the game. It's not going to surprise an opponent in the regular season to see McClellan at defensive end and Izzy spot and Izzy inside with Henry Melton. And, of course, Peppers on the opposite side of McClellan. But it's all, you know, in those situations, it's all about getting your best athletes to chase down the quarterback on the field. And as Lovie said yesterday, he said it seems like more and more quarterbacks are becoming those athletic, you know, real mobile types, like the guy they're going to see tomorrow night in RG3.
Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, the National Football Post, joining us. It's Mully and Hanley on the score. You got any idea on the timetable that Urlacher's looking at? Has he set a date of any kind?
Stop.
Yes, I heard September 9th, but I'm waiting to see if someone will confirm that.
Rumor has it.
He was also not too pleased that you broke that story while he was under the
knife.
Amazing,
I believe, was
funny.
The word he used. Amazing.
Well, sometimes you get phone calls, that's all I'll say. Sometimes your phone rings and you should answer it.
I just think that it's funny when you think about it. I mean, Brian obviously has had a long career in Chicago, and he's been involved in a lot of different things that have you know, for whatever reason, if you're going to date Paris Hilton or have her come to a game, if you're going to have Jenny McCarthy go on TV and talk about you, you're going to get a lot of attention from the media. You're going to get attention maybe from some places where you don't want attention, like People Magazine. But it just seems like Brian still is very resistant to a lot of the publicity he gets. I always felt earlier in his career, Brad, that he just wanted to be one of the guys, that he didn't want to kind of stand out and separate himself. But those days are long gone, and he's Brian Urlacher, and he's got to expect that there's going to be a certain amount of people inquiring into his so-called personal business.
Well, Well, yeah, I think when you're running around with Jenny McCarthy, you're bound to have a lot of that. And the Paris Hilton thing was a long, long time ago. I think we're talking a decade ago.
But I mean, don't you learn from that? That people, inquiring minds want to know.
I still remember coming out of the press box and turning the corner, and there she was on Urlacher's brother's shoulder.
Yeah, I was. I was in the elevator next to her, and she was a little wisp of a girl. She's very short, very tiny girl.
Yeah, I didn't run into her, but I was probably I probably had twice as many stories to write as you guys did.
Probably. I was just doing sidebars and notes at the time.
Yeah. But the Urlacher thing, we'll see. I think we'll get a better indication in a week to 10 days, how he's feeling, if we're seeing him or if we're being told that he's doing some rehab work on the side. Again, this is a minor scope. So I think that it's certainly feasible for the guy to be able to come back in 3.5 weeks. Is it guaranteed? By no stretch of the imagination, but can he pull it off? I think he can. Let's keep in mind they're playing the Colts in the opener. They're a 10-point favorite in most chaps out in Las Vegas right now. So they'll be playing an extremely young football team with a rookie quarterback making his NFL debut. So that's who they got coming up there. And then you talk about the Packers in the next week. But back to training camp. I thought for 3 weeks Brandon Marshall was everything you expected when you haven't been able to have the joy of watching a legitimate number one wide receiver for seemingly ever. I thought Alshon Jeffrey, I'll be honest, I thought Alshon Jeffrey in camp was better than I expected. You don't expect rookie wideouts to come in and do really big things, but he seemed to always be exceeding expectations there, and I'm still a little cautious with him headed toward the season. But this is a wonderful departure from the training camp of Bernard Berry and Mark Bradley, Earl Bennett. This guy looks like he's going to do some stuff as a rookie, and obviously Earl has had a much better career than Mark Bradley ever could have imagined, and I think he's going to be a big contributor this season. Like we saw Bernard Berrien at some point. A really, really quiet camp after he talked, the day he showed up, Matt Forte. Didn't hear a lot about him. A ton of focus on the pass catchers, the passing game. But as we said in the roundtable, guys, at the beginning of the week, he's going to get a ton of work. And I think a big season ahead for him. He's in fabulous shape, but did anybody hear about him after the first couple days of camp when you got over the, okay, Matt got his contract and he's happy stories? He just kind of sort of faded there as you stood on the sideline and watched these athletic wide receivers make plays.
How does the rotation work tomorrow night with Williams and Jamarcus Webb?
I don't know specifically how it's going to work. You're certainly not going to be pulling them out, play by play. I think it's a little difficult to do series by series, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did two series for this guy and then two series for that guy, because you want to be out there a little bit just to get a little sense of rhythm. It's a situation where I think the starters will probably play into the second quarter, the starters being Cutler and company and the guys on defense. But Mike Tice was pretty clear that the starting offensive line will likely play the entire first half. Does that mean they'll be blocking for Cutler the whole time? Probably not. I think Cutler might come out before then. But the offensive line, at least, will play the entire first half as they look for improvement. They've got to get improvement from Chris Spencer. Was absolutely awful against the Broncos. It was completely not representative of anything he did last season at right guard. And he's got to step up, because they were really happy with the way Shiloh Rashal played against the Broncos. Did suffer a minor groin injury that kept him out of practice until yesterday. They were just in shells yesterday, no real hitting going on. But Shiloh's hoping to play against the Redskins, and if he plays well again and Spencer stumbles, then all of a sudden maybe you've got another storyline developing on the offensive line.
Brad Biggs joining us, Mully and Hanley on the Score. And you know, obviously that's something people have been keeping an eye on. You know, stories of camp, you talk about the offensive line and the left tackle position. Obviously you talk about Urlacher. Have we talked enough about the safeties? Are they okay there? Is that a work in progress, or is that, you know, a lockdown? I heard Zach saying the other day that Craig Steltz has had an unbelievable camp. And, you know, we know he's going to be, you know, assignment correct, which is a big deal when you're talking about a position where you have a lot of young guys.
Yeah, I think Steltz did have a nice camp. He showed up quite a bit. Craig Steltz isn't quite, I think, the athlete that they're seeking in the back end. But that being said, you're comfortable putting him out there at either position and knowing that he will execute the plays. Will Craig Steltz end up starting at some point this season? My goodness, the odds are very good that will happen. I've covered 11 of these seasons. I've only seen two that both safeties have made it through a 16-game
wow.
Regular season starting every game. Major Wright needs to avoid the minor owies, you know, and my goodness, he comes out of the Broncos game, his hamstrings tight, but at least he came out of the game after he had made that interception on the goal line of the deflected pass, so because you want to see him around the football. It's his instincts that you've got to see improve. You know, he's got to, and when I talk about that, I'm talking about not only making plays on the ball, but I'm talking about minimizing the bad plays because you made a mistake with your instincts. Conte, coaching staff seems high on him. I think we should see a much improved player this season because he's more comfortable. He's not as nervous back there as he would have been as a rookie. He's had an entire offseason. Now another training camp to kind of get a feel for the defense. We should see him take a step forward this season.
Great stuff, Bigsy. Look forward to seeing you at the game tomorrow night, pal.
You have a walkthrough today, Bigsy? What do? You just do your
no,
own walkthrough?
No, he's not. They're closed, man.
No, I meant him. He just he
oh,
does
he
his
just
own walkthrough.
I'm going to contemplate what I'm going to see tomorrow night.
Just walk through the gamer and the notes.
Pre-write something. What?
You guys have
take care,
Brad. God bless you. That's Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune.